This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. As Palestinians flee hospitals in northern Gaza, Israel claims Hamas uses them for military purposes. The AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The world has to understand, who is Israel fighting against?
Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, the Israeli Defense Forces spokesman, stood in what he says was a children's hospital. Colorful drawings on the wall, but on the floor,
the gear for a major fight.
Weapons of war.
Hand grenades, Kalashnikovs. And then we have the RPGs, people shooting RPGs from hospitals.
Another area, he said, may have been used to hold hostages, with an improvised air vent, a hastily installed toilet. Still, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says,
Israel has to confront that while at the same time not wanting to go assaulting hospitals in firefights that could put innocent people who are getting life-saving medical care in the crossfire.
I'm Ben Thomas.
As the war continues, a major rally will take place today in Washington in support of Israel. The AP's Shelley Adler has some background.
The Jewish community of America, frankly, the Jewish community of the world, is extraordinarily vulnerable and frightened.
Rabbi David Callender of Congregation Olam Tikva in Fairfax, Virginia.
The importance of this rally is for us to draw strength and comfort in knowing that we can not only be strong together, but also cry together as well.
And what about calls for a ceasefire?
The problem is that everyone wants to see this as two sides, the Israelis and the Palestinians, and it's not. There's a third vector in here, which is Hamas, which is just pure evil. And they've made it clear that a ceasefire is an opportunity to, quote, do it a second time, do it a third time, and do it a fourth time.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more stories, you can check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new climate change report says the U.S. is warming faster than the rest of the world. VOA's Alexis Strope has that story.
A massive new federal government report says revved-up climate change now permeates Americans' daily lives with harms that are already far-reaching and worsening across every region of the United States. Tuesday's National Climate Assessment is a five-year localized update on what global warming is doing and will do to the United States. It paints a picture of a country that is warming about 60% faster than the world as a whole, regularly getting smacked with costly weather disasters, and is facing even bigger future problems, including worsening health and inequities that hurt poor and minorities hardest. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Automaker Hyundai has announced it's raising the pay scale for its factory workers, joining Honda and Toyota, and bringing wages closer to the big three in Detroit in the U.S. state of Michigan. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on that.
Hyundai says it's raising workers' pay by 25% in the coming years, which is about the same as what the United Auto Workers Union won for its members, who work at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. Toyota and Honda are also raising wages about 10%. Labor experts say the increases are driven in part by an effort to thwart the UAW from trying to unionize the foreign-run U.S. auto plants. UAW President Sean Fain says UAW now stands for You Are Welcome, as nearly 150,000 members vote on their new contract proposals. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And in world news headlines, Beijing is seeking to stabilize relations with Washington at a long-awaited meeting between Chinese and U.S. presidents this week, with experts saying progress could be made on some issues. More than 100 rescuers in northern India struggle for a third day to save workers trapped underground after the road tunnel they were building collapsed. Liberians vote for a new president in what is expected to be a closely fought race between incumbent George Weah, a former football star defending a mixed record during his first term, and 78-year-old political veteran Joseph Boakai. A Rwandan former gynecologist goes on trial in France on charges of genocide and crimes against humanity during the 1994 massacres in his home country, in an investigation stretching back nearly three decades. And a 1962 Ferrari sports car has sold for $51.7 million in New York, the second most expensive car ever sold at auction, according to Sotheby's. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.